Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 13 of Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua. Desire without knowledge is dangerous. Meditation verse, Proverbs 19:2, the Amplified Version. Also, it is not good for a person to be without knowledge. And he who hurries with his feet, acting impulsively and proceeding without caution or analyzing the consequences, sins and misses the mark. Tree of Life Version, zeal without knowledge is not good, or to act hastily and miss the way. It is a good and honorable desire to want to serve Yahweh Elohim. However, there is a responsibility that goes with ministry as well. Many people jump into ministries because of their desire to serve without knowledge and do more harm than good. I've been involved in ministry for over 40 years and have learned that there is a time of preparation from when you are called and when you are actually ready to minister. That is why the Bible warns us not to put someone who is wet behind the ears into a leadership position. If they are not emotionally or spiritually matured, it will cause problems. It has nothing to do with age. You can be mature and knowledgeable when young and immature and ignorant when old. Also, if you cannot submit to leadership and be teachable, then you are immature and should not be teaching others. You need to be willing to be accountable and accept correction and direction. You also need to be willing to serve wherever needed, however lowly the position is. Here are guidelines you need to follow if you want to be used by God. Number one, be faithful in all areas of your life, in prayer, in tithing, in studying, in being part of a community of like-minded believers. Number two, find out what your gifts are and what God has called you to do. Number three, be a part of a congregation and be under the authority of leaders who can mentor you. Number four, seek counsel and guidance regarding ministry. Do not make decisions according to the flesh or because you want to do something that God has not called you to do. Number five, prepare yourself spiritually. If you are called to full-time ministry, then you need to be trained in the Word. You need to prepare yourself so you can correctly understand and teach the Word and be accountable. Example, the Judaic Studies Institute was established so you can become accredited and earn a degree, and you can be taught a balanced, again, study of His Word from Genesis to Revelation. Number six, you must walk in divine order. Remember the lesson of Korach, number 16. Number seven, accept the counsel of mentoring of those who are experienced and know more than you do. Remember, pride comes before a fall. Number eight, remain humble and teachable. Remember, there are many people who know more than you. Learn from them and learn the voice of the Ruach. Number nine, stay balanced spiritually. Do not be thrown about by every wind of doctrine. Test what people are teaching by the Word of God. There's a lot of false and bad teaching out there. Be a Berean and continually search the Scriptures for truth. Number 10, if you are not willing to be a servant, then you cannot be a leader. If you are not willing to start at the bottom, you will never make it to the top. You need to remember it's God's timing, not yours. It is God who decides what He wants you to do for the kingdom, not you. God will open the doors He wants you to go through if you seek His guidance and have mentors who can help you along the way. There is nothing more dangerous than someone who is teaching others and he has little knowledge of understanding and has not been correctly trained. Remember, there are many gifts and callings in the body of Messiah, 1 Corinthians chapters 13 to 15. The ministry of helps and the fivefold ministry are all needed in the body of Messiah. You need to have a servant's heart and be willing to serve Him in any capacity, no matter how lowly you may feel it is. God is the one who promotes, and you must show yourself to be faithful and patient. Allow Him to get Egypt, a type of sin and flesh, out of your life and teach you how to trust Him in the wilderness. If you cannot obey Him in the wilderness, a time of training and preparation, then you will not obey Him when you enter your promised land of ministry. Every person in the body of Messiah has a ministry and calling. You are responsible to answer that call, prepare yourself, and go forth in obedience to the call. Shalom in Yeshua.